今天的总共包括好几个部分。第一个部分是我们那个幼师和呢我们那个大人那个个人分享。
Yeah, we have an agenda for this worship. The first part is the adult and the youth is going to share the experience.
完了有拍手的鼓励。
And then after that, the pastor is going to give some encouragement.
有生活团契篇。
And then this is the life in Honduras.
VBS.
And also about the VBS.
家庭探访。
And also the visitation.
受浸篇。
And also about the baptism.
最后特殊篇。
And then the last is the special.
下面我们请那个幼师。
Now we are asking the youth to come forward. We have four youth, right?
Four.
我们有四位青少年的
Come on.
他们首先会分享他们在 Honduras 这个短宣的心得
Come on.
Come up, the fourth youth.
Four together.
We have Mandy, David, Angela, and George. They can do it very well. Who's first?
David.
Ladies first, right?One of the ladies was. So, first, you are Joyce, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Joyce. She's Lu Tianfen and Zhou Caijian's daughter. She's a twin. Okay, you go first.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hello, my name is Joyce Chow.
你们好，我的名字叫做 Joyce Zhou.
Yeah, okay.
Zhou Caijian, Zhou.
I was one of the six people who went on the missionary trip to Honduras.
我是其中六个其中一位去洪都拉斯的。
A country located in Central America.
洪都拉斯在中美洲。
With 50% of the population living below the poverty line.
That's
come out here so we can see it.
Oh, they want to show you this.
They want to see your beautiful
face. Pastor 要说要看他的美丽的。
We worked with the Living Hope local ministry along with four other
churches.
This is my first time going on a mission trip, so it's expected I was really nervous.
This is my first time going on a mission trip, so
I wondered why God chose me to go on this trip.
Keep on.
By the end of the trip, I realized the significance of going to Honduras. During this particular week,I only had one SAT class that I missed instead of the typical three classes per week. And I was not required to do a volunteering job on Thursday because it was the week of Independence Day. In this way, I truly believe that God has a plan for all of us. It seemed like He carved out the week perfectly for me to go to Honduras. We constantly worry about the future and the past. When you put your faith in God, He will guide you and help you. In addition, I also learned so many valuable lessons during this trip.And grew my faith, which would have never happened if I had decided to stay
back home. Okay, let's stop. And then I just. 他读得很快 Give me the. 他说他这次去这个洪都拉斯的宣教这个 trip 是他很意外，他觉得上帝的安排。他本来是有些事情要做的，但是呢，时间的允许他可以去。当他去到那边的时候，他看到很多的事情，学到很多的东西，所以呢，感谢神。这次给他一个机会去参加这个宣教的团队，去到这个洪都拉斯，看到那边那这样的生活，我可以替神所做的事情。
While in Honduras, youth did VBS Vacation Bible School with the children, and we visited their families. Many of the homes were mud houses, and even houses that were considered rich were still small compared to the homes that we live in and are used to.Instead of having bedrooms, many of the houses had hammocks, and some of the families would only have one meal per day.
Okay. 在我在那边的时候，我帮助那边的做那个 VBS 圣经暑期学校。我看到了这小朋友他们所住的地方，就是刚才我们看的 video， 他们的房间都是用泥做的，而且他们里面没有床，都是用吊床这个 hammock， 所以他们的生活是没比较简单困苦。
In addition, many of the children ran barefoot and climbed trees and fences. An impacting point of the trip was when we visited the children on the last day of VBS. We drove 1 to 2 hours to get to our destination, but when we arrived, we realized that we had left all of the pots we prepared at the house we were staying at. We were very stressed and burned out, but we decided to make origami and play soccer with the kids. Despite these circumstances, the children were so happy and brought up our booze. Even though we had trouble communicating with them because of the language barrier between Spanish and English, I felt a huge bond between them.
OK， 当这个 VBS 完了之后，我们去探访他们的家。我们要开车开一两个小时去到他们的家。他们的家就是刚才我说的很小的房子，比我们现在住的小得多。但是他们住在一个小房子里面，他们还生活还快乐。所以我们就看他们，跟他们玩。虽然我们的语言不通，他们是讲西班牙语，我们是讲英语，但是我们相处得非常之好。
We realized that this was a blessing because if we had brought the pots with us, we would have ran out of it because there were more kids who showed up than expected. We expected 60 kids, but 80 showed up. This would have caused even more stress because some kids would not have pots. The children were so happy and grateful for a simple pot made out of paper. It was a touching and eye-opening experience that made me realize I had to be more conscious of the things that I take for granted and that I need to be grateful for the small things.
当我们跟这些小朋友相处的时候，觉得他们很感恩，因为我们给他们一些小小东西，好像纸、铅笔，他们觉得非常之好。但是我们来说，对我们来说是普通的事情，但是对那些小朋友是这个很感恩，觉得他们有些纸、有笔，可以写，可以画图。
Sometimes we tend to complain about small and petty things and lose our trust in God when our lives are going well.It isn't until our lives start going downhill that we go to God and ask Him for help. We need to pray and thank God every day, even if we don't have a problem we are going through. That is how we expand and grow our faith. Because the last day of VBS ended this way, we felt that there was unfinished business and a calling for us to come back next year.
所以我学到是啊。我们需要常常祷告，求神帮助我们有这个力量，帮助这些贫穷的人，把福音传给他们。
At one point during the trip, the electricity went out in the house. When this happened, we were able to communicate and bond with each other instead of going on our phones. In this way, I feel like this is a reminder, a message from God telling us that we should bond with the people around us, build relationships, and be grateful for what we have instead of spending our time in entertainment and things that don't matter in the long run.
当我去探访一个家庭的时候，看见他们所住的环境，对我来说，一个非常之感恩。向神感谢的，因为我住的环境比他们好，我有的东西比他们多，所以我学到怎么样感恩。
I began to think, what are we spending our time on? Watching Netflix, hanging out with friends, going on social media, or praising God? We were able to understand how other people live without air conditioning or light. We were also able to enjoy the nature. Outside, only on that specific night on the whole trip, there were hundreds of stars outside.We're able to be conscious of the things that we had, the obstacles and difficulties that we don't have to face on a daily basis, unlike the people living in Honduras.
我们在这里时候常常玩游戏机、看电视，但是没有享受到大自然的事情。但是到哪边的时候，我们会看到神所创造的大自然，我们可以怎么帮助这些小朋友，对我们来说是非常之好。
Whenever missions was to visit the families, one particular house that we visited was one where the parents had a disabled son who was just back. He had fallen off his bed 2 years ago, leaving a scar on his other leg. The mother of the child could not go to church because she had to take care of him. I was amazed to see that the family still have so much faith in God despite being in such circumstances.
有一个家庭我们去探访了，那个小孩是一个残缺的，但是他父母很爱他。就是因为他是残缺，不能够去教会，所以我们去看他的时候，他们很开心。
People living in Honduras, despite having so little, live optimistically because of their very faith in God. A verse that we discussed during the trip was Matthew 6:31-34. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. So what does this verse mean? It means not to worry about the future. A lot of us question, how can we not worry about the future? Well, I asked myself this, and when I came back, I looked into it. It is easy to worry about an upcoming test. In Honduras, it's easy to worry about your next meal. But God gives us three reasons not to worry. First, God will always take care of us. Second, worrying is useless because the result will always be the same. And third, the more we worry, the less faith we have in God.
OK， 他刚才讲到说，他常常小朋友他们都有忧虑，所以他就记得在马太福音第六章，这个马太所讲的一段话，他说：“何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的你的白荷花怎么长起来？他们也不劳苦，也不纺饰。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。”你们这小心的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就掉在炉里烧掉了。所以他的意思就是说，我们可以依靠神，甚至我们忧虑，很多忧虑的事情我们都不会发现，都不会实现，还有是我们可以有信心可以依靠神。所以我学到这个功课，不要太忧虑将来的事情。
God moves in great ways, but sometimes we are too selfish to see them. God has plans for us. All we have to do is trust in Him and obey His will. If He is willing to sacrifice His one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins, how much are we willing to sacrifice to carry out God's plan, God's will, and God's message?
So I learned that we need to trust in God and listen to His word to guide us on our life's path.
A pivotal moment during this trip was choosing whether or not to get back. When I decided to go on this trip, I had no idea that the people were going to get baptized. That's why when the pastors were encouraging us to do it, I was very hesitant. This was a very important part of my life because I had to ask myself seriously, why not get baptized? Is there a reason you shouldn't get baptized? I chose not to get baptized because I felt that there was so much more space for my faith to grow. I felt like I was not ready to make a commitment to live obediently to God and put my total trust and reliance on God. I'm a believer, but I feel that I have to be a stronger believer to be spiritually cleansed and make that huge leap of faith and commitment. I didn't want to regret my baptism if I knew that my faith could grow.
那最后他是讲到，在这次旅行当中，他们提到讲一个敬礼。那讲到敬礼的意义是什么？为什么一个人要受敬受洗？那是 should baptize before, right? Did you baptize him? No.他还没有受浸，所以他会考虑到将来啊，他会受浸，因为受浸是表示他愿意跟随耶稣走这个信仰的路程。
I practically grew up in the church and knew that I was going to get baptized eventually. But when I began to become tempted to sin as I grew older, my faith grew weaker. While I didn't get baptized, I still feel like I'm one step closer to God, and I hope to go back next year. Thank you.
所以我相信我将来在这个教会继续成长，为在这个教会受洗受洗，然后跟随我们的主，然后过一个德行一个信仰的生活。 Thank you， 谢谢。很好，他准备写了很多，讲了很多他自己的信心。 Very good， 不要说 No， OK OK， next， 下一位是谁？他的姐姐还是妹妹啊？姐姐。Oh, that's good. This is Angela.
This way you won't put it in front of your face like your sister.
Hello, my name is Angela Chow. I was one of the four youths of CCBC who traveled to Honduras under the Living Hope Global Ministries, a Christian organization that is dedicated to following the example of Christ by spreading the gospel and offering love and aid to those in this city.
首先我介绍我自己，我是 Angela， 刚才是我的姐妹啊，我是在我们教会四个 youth 其中一个去洪都拉斯的。我们是去的时候是跟不是我们教会，是那个 Living Hope， 是那个活什么中文叫什么那个教会 Living Hope 希望啊，新希望的一个组织去的，所以我们就去了那边，是7月1号到7月7号。
From July 1st to July 7th, There's also some other Southern Church, the Columbia Chinese Baptist Church, travel to Honduras to spread the gospel, visit the poor families and churches, and do good education Bible school with over 500 children.
所以我跟我们的教会就去了洪都拉斯，做办这个 VBS， 那边有一共有500个小孩子参加。
During this missionary trip, we worked with 4 other churches and the director of Central American Ministries, Pastor Kelly.
我们去的时候是刚才提到5个教会，所以除了我们自己教会，还有4个教会，然后跟当地的教会一起来办这个 VBS。
This summer, my schedule had been booked.From messages, studies, to volunteering, yet I was able to slide this trip perfectly into my schedule. It was my first time ever going on a missionary trip, let alone going to Honduras without my parents, so I didn't know what to expect. I wondered why God chose me to go on this trip. I wondered what I had learned from this trip. Even though the trip only lasted 4 weeks, I felt as if my faith had grown, and I was able to meet and interact with many people and see many events that made a significant imprint on my life.
这个暑假我本来是很忙的，我准备要参加那个 SAT 的读课程，但是呢，我刚刚好有一个礼拜可以去参加这个短川，就去了。这个短川帮助我的信仰啊增长很大，所以我感激这次可以去。
During the past few years, Lord has allowed me to experience life-changing moments, this being one of them. During our trip to Honduras, many of the citizens that we met.Experience many physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional hardships, but through each one, the Lord has stood by their side every step of the way. During one of our nightly discussions, each of the youth members and the adults discussed the significance of verse Matthew 6, verse 31 to 33. So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
在过去几年里面，在我的信仰的路程里面，神改变我的生命，直到很多地方都能够更加好好。这次去洪都拉斯啊，我看到当地的洪都拉斯人，他们很困苦，在身体上，在灵魂上。在他们的感情上面都很大的受到很大的困扰，所以当我们每天晚上在读经的时候，我们讨论的时候，我们在读那个马太福音第六章31跟33节的时候，就是刚才我们读过哪一段，这是我们不需要太忧虑，因为神会帮助我们。所以在这个分享的时候，我就更加坚定我对神的信仰。
He has always stood by our sides, regardless of whether we have sinned against him or not. He lives inside of each individual who surrenders their life to him and places their trust and faith in God. There are moments when we have bumps on the road of life. When life seems to be going smoothly, we slowly draw away from God. But the second a bad event happens to us, we cling on to God and ask ourselves, why is this happening to me? Or help me, God. The Lord has never once abandoned us.Even when we have lied, cheated, stolen, or sinned against Him, God has a path and a purpose for each one of us. Nothing can even compare to the pain that Jesus endured on our behalf. He was deserted by His friends, ridiculed by those who didn't believe in Him, tortured before His crucifixion, and had His hands and feet nailed to a cross, in humiliating public display, dying of slow suffocation. He allowed the wretched humans to do this in order to free us from our sins,while being entirely aware of the pain, humiliation, and sorrow that he was going to be involved in. So let us not worry about what we should eat, drink, or be clothed with. Instead, let us acknowledge that God has a plan for us, that he has always, is always, and will always be with us.
所以在这个 mission trip, 宣教的旅行里面就看到一点，神是常常与我们同在，帮助我们。我们在想的时候，想到耶稣基督曾经所做的一切，都是为了我们自己，我们的罪，所以我们不需要害怕，我们要好好的跟随他，因为我们知道神永永远远都会与我们同在。
During one of the days of our trip, all the adult men visited the prison gospel ministry. One of the adults of our group mentioned his experience when going to the prison.One would expect a prison to contain dangerous men who could at any point harm you. But this prison was exceptionally different from the stereotypical impressions of a standard prison. The prisoners had greeted the man, each with a handshake and a warm smile. As he continued his narration, the following words lingered in my mind. All of us have sinned against God, but it was simply the prisoner's sin that was discovered. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Some of our fellowship men had mentioned how this experience had touched their hearts and had brought them to tears. Even just listening to the story brought me to tears. It was this moment when they had stopped for a moment and realized the presence of God, even in a prison. It was this moment when they realized that God's love is everywhere. In the prison global ministry, one of the prisoners had given his life to Christ and was now a pastor who preached the gospel to the prisoners there. It amazed me that so many of these people living in poor conditions, and some even in prison behind bars, worship the Lord and Savior and glorify his name.
有一天啊，那些成年人他们去监狱去探那些、监狱的人，那是我们的思想，在监狱里面都是很可怕的啊，这些人。但是很奇怪，当他们分享的时候，当他们到监狱的时候，觉得这些监狱的里面人很活，很良善，还有跟他握手欢迎他们，因为这些人都是犯过罪坐了牢。但是我们想到我们自己都是一个罪人啊，都是在神的面前啊，亏欠神的荣耀，但是他们是犯法的坐牢，所以跟我们差不多。但是当他们这个成员去到监狱里面，跟他们分享耶稣基督的时候，有些人真的信了耶稣，甚至有一位啊坐监牢的人啊，他信了耶稣，后来变成一个牧师，在监狱里面啊传福音。还有监狱里面，虽然他们在坐监牢，但是他们还是有信仰，他们一起来敬拜神，在监狱里面唱歌荣耀神。
During this trip, we also met many children and families living in Honduras. Many of the children that we met had dirt on their faces, were barefoot, and were raised in an environment where climbing high into the trees and clinging onto barbed wires lined along the streets was normal. When we visited the families, we donated household items and prayed for them. Many families lived in houses made of mud and sticks. Instead of the bed with a mattress, there were hammocks. Instead of doors or windows, there were simply just empty holes in the mud house.
Okay, let me talk about this passage. 在这个旅行当中，我们去看看望很多小朋友，这些小朋友都很可怜，他们很脏，但脸很脏兮兮，他们都没有穿鞋子的，啊，他们都没有什么东西，他们就爬在树上，啊，或者在靠近的房子，他们房子就是刚才我们所看的，用泥巴做的，他们里面没有床铺，他们是睡在那些吊床上面，啊，他们都很可怜。甚至有些房子没有门的这个洞啊，所以我们去看望他们，看他们的生活是怎么样。
Suddenly, I had one more day. What was shocking the most was how happy the children were, even through their poor conditions and struggles. On the first day of VBS, the children were so energetic. They were smiling and hugging us with large smiles on each of their faces. During our next session that day, Jake, our former translator, mentioned how that had been the happiest that he had seen those children.
Okay, let me stop it here. 这些小朋友他们一天只吃一顿饭，但是他们面向表很开心。Okay, 当我们开始第一天那个 VBS 之后，这些小朋友都来参加，他们非常之开心，他们带着笑容来到这里啊，都给我每一个人的拥抱。那个我们的 translator 翻译的人就说，我没有从来没有看到这些小朋友怎么开心。
He mentioned how our work was inspiring him to continue doing services like this in order to help children and families in need and to help them grow their faith. I realized how small action, in this case spreading the gospel, telling stories, and making class with these children for only about 2 hours could make a massive impact. A single action can alleviate suffering and offer hope. I also realized my tendency to take everything for granted. Honduras is one of the poorest countries in Latin America, with more than 66% of the population living in poverty. In rural areas, approximately 1 out of 5 Hondurans live in extreme poverty, or on less than $1.90 per day. Yet we live in Maryland, which is the richest state in the United States, with 9.3% of people living below the poverty line. Living in a wealthy state, we have accepted food, shelter, clothing, money, and resources for granted. During this trip, I saw the conditions, and many of the families lived in. I saw how much
所以那个翻译的人告诉我们，这些小朋友啊，他说我们所做的对这些小朋友影响很大，因为他们从来没有得到这么好的东西，所以帮助他们的信仰。在这个 VBS 里面，我们教他们唱歌，传福音给他们听，告诉他们的故事，跟他们做手工，所以是两个小时的时光，但是他们很开心，对他们的生命很有影响。在这个地方我们知道他们怎么穷，但是我们所做的可以帮助他们的受苦，使得他们更有希望。在那个地区，在洪都拉斯五个人里面有一个人是贫穷的，所以整个国家66%的人都是在贫穷当中，他们在一天的生活大概1.9块钱。但是我们住在马里兰州，我们是在美国最富裕的一个州，但是我们在这个州里面还有9.3%的人是在这个贫穷的生活里面。但是他们虽然是贫穷在这里，但是我们有食物，有住的地方，有衣服，跟这些洪都拉斯的人比是没人比的。所以在这个 mission trip 里面，我看到人的生活是完全不一样。我看到一些人实在是需要很多很多。
All the trials and errors in our walk as missionaries have challenged our hearts and convictions that have helped us discover who we really are. God, through His mercy, sent His wanderers with a purpose. God has set out a path for us to follow His word and spread the gospel. In this world, everyone is connected through Christ, regardless of where we are from or the differences between our race, gender, nationality, or language. By following the scriptures and offering to help others, whether it's through local communities, school, church, or individual actions, together we can make the world a better place for all of us. Our actions can allow people to move out of suffering and desolation to a new place of hope and dignity. Thank you.
在这个 mission trip 就看到神要我们做什么，我发觉神是真实的，神要我们去帮助这些困苦的人，特别是洪都拉斯的人。神有一个计划在我们每个人的身上，所以希望我们每个人能够执着神的话语，帮助我们去帮助这些贫穷的，把福音也传给他们。因为在这样做法，我们能够得到神给我们能够看到他自己一个是多伟大的神，给世界上很多需要希望的人能够得到希望，能够得到帮助。谢谢。 Thank you. Good. Very good. Next is Mandy. Mandy 是孙玉红，孙女的女儿。孙女在哪？她妈妈在哪？在后面。 OK. Mandy, it's your turn.
When I first heard about this trip to Honduras, I immediately told my mom that I really wanted to go.
当我第一次听到这个洪都拉斯的宣教旅行的时候，我就跟妈妈说我要去。
I've been on trips similar to this before, but I've never been to one in a country where I didn't speak the language.
我去过很多这个 mission trip, 这个是第一次我去一个国家，他的语言跟我不认识的，西班牙语。
So I was very nervous.
So what?
I was very nervous.
所以我很紧张。
But I was also very excited. However, after I got there, I quickly realized that this trip was going to be a lot different than I had originally expected it to be.
当我去到那边，我就发觉这次跟其他的是我所想象的不一样。
I think that one of the things that impacted me the most were the other views on the trip.
Say again.
I think that one of the things that impacted me the most were the other views on the trip.就是
你讲中文还好，你的中文比我还好。你讲中文好。
对，我最大的影响就是在其他的 youth， 来自其他的 youth。On the first night there, we planned for our VBS。
所以第一个晚上，我们的 youth 就准备这个 VBS 的课程。
I was really surprised at how quickly I got comfortable with everyone else there。
当我在那边跟其他的 youth 一起，觉得非常是还开心。一起同工。
I think that one of the things that made it easier to connect was that we were all driven by a common goal.
因为我们每个人都有同一个梦想，有同一个目标。
We all We were all there because we wanted to experience something new and to share the gospel with everyone else there.
就是因为我们想把神的福音介绍当地的人。
Because of that, we were able to work really well together.
所以我们可以一起同工，一起做事情。
We came up with so many ideas and games.
所以我们有很多那个 idea， 很多这个想法，很多游戏，做的。
I was really amazed by how committed everyone was.
所以我就发觉很激将，其他的小朋友，其他的 youth 啊，非常之有能力做很多的事情。本来我不是很喜欢去参加这个 VBS， 帮助 VBS。
Last year I had to teach VBS here in my church.
因为去年我们在自己的教会，我也帮助 VBS。
It was pretty difficult.
因为是很困难，那个小朋友很不听话。所以这个小朋友 很难跟他们处理相处，所以有时候很难教这小朋友去玩游戏，他们不合作。在哪里都不一样，那些小朋友都很开心，都跟我们一起来很合作。
And I think it's really amazing that God used not only the people there, but also the other youth that came on the trip to influence me.
所以惊讶的神可以用每一个人，每一个 youth 在那边做很多的事情。
The connection to God was amazing too.
这些 youth 他们的信仰也是非常之好，他们很认识神。
One of the girls there was a pastor's kid.
有一个女孩子，她是一个牧师的女儿。
她
常常讲她的信仰，她的经历。
And she often volunteered to pray for the people there.
她常常为其他人一起祷告。
Every time she said something like that, it always made me emotional.
所以她每次讲这种，我都很感动。
So later I asked her how she was able to do that.
所以有一次我问她，你怎么可以这样做？跟我学你。
And she just said that she spoke from her heart and connected to her past
experiences. 就是因为她曾经很多
很好的经历，所以她可以这样做。She's actually someone that I really look up to.
所以她是我一个 model， 所以我可以model 就是学啥学习，她是我的榜样。
Because no matter what, she is always so kind and caring to everyone around her.
因为她常常对她周围的人很关心，很爱他旁边的人。
She always actively went up to people to talk to them, pray for them, or share the gospel with them.
他很主动的去跟人家传福音，跟人家谈话。
Which is something that I've never had the courage to do.
我就没有这个勇气去直接的去跟人家讲话。
Because of her, I try to be more open with the kids there.
所以因为他给我一个好的榜样，我将来就会更加的积极的、主动的去跟人家讲话、传福音。
And now that I think about it, I think that she acted that way because that was how Jesus acted towards people in the Bible.
她这样做法就是好像圣经里面耶稣基督所做的一切。
And her actions also impacted me to act more like him too.
所以她所做的一切影响我。
Another person that really impacted me was one of our translators, Raphael.
另外一个人影响我的就是我们的翻译。Raphael.
He accompanied us on our first trip to visit family members.
他是第一次带我们去探访这些家庭。
After we came out from the first house, there was a man there asking us for money.
当我们看房第一个房子之后，他们我们出来有一个人要我们要钱。
I didn't have any. I was already feeling guilty because I had just seen what life was like in Honduras.
因为我就很觉得很伤心，因为我自己没有钱，不可以给他钱，就看到这杭州那些人真是很穷。
I was feeling a little bit guilty because I saw that I had so much, and the people here had so little.
因为我感觉我自己很多，很丰盛，但是这些人就是什么都没有。
He was the one that told me that giving the man a few dollars would not change anything.
所以这个翻译跟我说。你给他几块钱，对他来的生命没有多大的帮助。他可能几块钱可以吃几顿饭。
But in the long run, nothing will change.
他 但是长远来说对这个人没有改变。
He told us that the only way that we could actually change their lives was by introducing them to Christ.
所以唯一改变一个人的人生，就是把福音传给他。
And you also told me that you only guilty only to do anything.
如果你感觉的 guilty 就是罪恶感，这个没有什么用。
Because it isn't our fault that they had so little.
不是我的错，知道他们怎么穷。但是如果你把耶稣的爱给他，你给他的更多，给他钱更多更好。
Something else that really amazed me were the kids.
然后看到那些小朋友，我觉得很惊讶。
As I said before, from what I've experienced with kids in DPS, they were hard to work with.
我刚才告诉你我对小朋友的经验不是很好，因为他不听话，很调皮。所以我在想啊，洪都拉斯的小朋友都是一样啊，不听话了，不合作。但是这些小朋友很惊讶的，他们很快乐。所以我叫他们做什么，他们都很听话，都去乖乖的去做。他们都很乖，很有耐心，他就跟我们谈话讲话。
Even when I was really tired or half asleep,
当我很累的时候
whenever I saw them, I became as energized as they were.
当我看到这些小朋友，我就很开心了，就有精神，有力量。
This also made me think about the way that we live a lot.
所以这个也是想到我自己的生活。
As I said before, when we visited these kids, I saw that they had very little.
那我曾经讲过，这些小朋友他们没有什么东西，他们很穷。所以有时候看到他们的房子比我的房间还小。他们每天只吃一顿饭。一顿饭就是简单的一些肉跟一些豆子。
And they pretty much the same thing every day.
每天都是这样，一顿饭，一些一点一点肉，一点吃豆子。
Somehow the kids were still so happy.
但是这些小朋友都很开心。
And compared to us, they have so little.
如果来比较，跟我们比较，他们真的什么都没有。
We have so much, and yet we still complain at the simplest things.
我们拥有太多，但是我们常常这种都埋怨。
And every time my mom asks me to do the dishes, I always complain about it.
每次妈妈叫我洗碗，洗碗我都是 complain， 都是埋怨。
I think that this trip was the first time that I actually realized how much I took the things God gave me for granted.
所以在这次我在这个 mission trip 就看到啊，有些东西我可以改变。
The people there are so amazing by how strong their faith was. It amazed me how strong the people's their faith was.
在这个旅行，我也看到这些人的信仰非常之坚定。
There was this one family of a single mother with six children.
这有一个家庭，有一个妈妈，有六个小孩，是单亲的妈妈，有六个小孩。
Five of them are mentally disabled, and their husband had just died in the past year.
她的丈夫去年死掉，而且她的有些小孩是残废的，伤残的 ，handicap。
We had gone to visit her right after our last VBS.
就是在 VBS 有一天，我怎么去看访她。
And when we found out that her kids didn't go to VBS because they were just at the hospital visiting their grandmother.
他们小孩子没有来，因为他们去看他们的祖母。
The mother had gone to visit the grandmother, and she found her lying on the ground with her head split open.
当她去看她的妈妈，就是祖母的时候，她有。摔到受伤。但是虽然这个意外，但是这个女人她的信心很坚定。但是如果我问我自己，假如我经历是跟这个女人一样的，我的信仰有没有跟她怎么坚定？
My grandma had that I gained a better understanding of what understanding of everything that I already know.
当然是我在经历到我知道我认识的是多么小。
The church really helped me grow in a lot of ways as a person and as a Christian.
所以在这个 mission trip 帮助我这个基督是信仰里面增长很大很大的帮助。
And the day that I got back to America, I was already thinking about my next trip there and how I would do things differently.
当我回来美国之后，我就已经开始想下一次我怎么去，怎么进步改进这个 mission trip。
It was really an amazing experience, and I hope that next year I'll be able to go back with more people from my church.
所以希望明年我去的时候，更多人跟我一起去，一起做这个事情。
Thank you.
谢谢。Okay, now the last one. It's a boy, David. David 是江玉新的儿子。Oh, you have a lot to tell.
I didn't get a choice whether or not I was going to Honduras. I was just told it's always going to be, and to be completely honest, I thought it was a joke at first.
我这次去参加是没有选择，因为我爸爸要我去，所以我一定要去。当我收拾行李的时候，我才知道，哦，这次真的要去了，不是假的。
I was so worried and scared. I didn't know what to do. I just went with the flow. And before the trip, I did some research and found out that 30,000 annual travelers get malaria, and that shuts me out.
我很担心去这个洪都拉斯，因为我不知道去的会怎么样，所以就上网去调查，那看到哇，在这里有很多人有月子有生病的。
I also hate airplanes because I get nauseated very easily. I always throw up on the plane rides to China, and I get massive headaches that last for hours. I was not happy to be going on two flights.
而且我也是常常晕机，所以我去回中国的时候，坐飞机我都不是坐得很好，所以这次去洪都拉斯，我都很担心会遇到什么事情。
But when we arrived at the Honduras airport, we met up with the other churches, but we didn't really talk to each other. We stayed in our own separate groups because that's where we were most comfortable.
当我抵达那个洪都拉斯飞机场的时候，我们还是跟自己的人在一起，没有跟别的教会的跟他们混在一起。
As we got on the bus, we went to a restaurant with the zoo, but even then, none of the kids talked to each other from the other churches. The parents told us that that meal would be the best meal we got for the rest of the trip. Last year, that really was the best meal we had for the trip. But luckily for us, that meal seemed mediocre to us.
就是他们的旅行当中，到第一站他们就停车是吃饭。那么他人家告诉他这是他们唯一的饭食物，但是后来他们吃的还可以啦。
Besides the parents, no one else really talked to each other until we had the plan for DBS. It was at that moment where people started making connections with each other, and we split into two groups and started planning.
所以开始我们都没有跟其他的预备去讲话，就跟自己的父母讲。那后来当我们讨论 VBS 的时候，我们就分开两组，所以跟其他的预备有交流了。
The next day, we went to a local church in Long Gate, and the energy of the kids was immaculate. It brought us so much joy to watch the kids have fun playing games and doing crafts.
所以第二天我们就去那个教会，就跟着这小朋友一起跟他们做手工，我们很开心的在一起。
Their excitement made us more excited to do VBS again.
所以看到这些小朋友给我们有力量，更喜欢更继续做这个 VBS。
We told them stories, sing songs, and act out plays.
所以我们跟他们讲故事啊，唱歌啊，跟他们玩游戏啊，很开心的在一起。所以也跟他们一起踢足球。当我们给他一些糖果的时候，他们在笑的，笑得很大，我从来没有见过人笑得这么好。
Although there was a language barrier, I was grateful that I learned Spanish if I could have conversations with them and a deeper connection with the children.
很可惜我没有学西班牙语，如果不是的话，我可以跟他们交通讲多点话。
In addition to VBS, we visited multiple houses.
但我们除了 VBS， 我们去探访很多不同的家庭的房子。
We saw so many people with disabilities, and their stories were a gift to listen to.
所以看到很多的不同的家庭，看到他们的生活。
To meet people like them who have the kind of faith they do is truly remarkable.
Say it again.
To meet people like them who have the kind of faith was truly remarkable.
他们虽然没有什么很好的东西，但是他们过得还好，他们自己觉得过得很好。
We saw a single mother who survived on finding burning trash and selling it for even eating.
你看到一个单亲的妈妈，她就每天都去垃圾堆里面找垃圾，就维持他们的家的生活。
We saw a man with a pipe who started to allow of blood to flow through the rest of his body.
你看到一个老人家，他身体都患病，他全身都是疾病。
A 23-year-old who was paralyzed in a position from his ribcage down, and all of his bones were distorted and bending all the directions.
一个年轻的23岁的人，他半身的残废。
There are many more families, but each and every one of their stories was unique and inspiring to listen to.
所以每一个人的故事都不一样，都很感动。
It was really touching because we can never imagine living the life they do. Visiting those families really touched all of our hearts and even made us cry.
所以这些家庭，他们看到他们，我们就很感动。
We joined in prayer and hopes that the Lord will continue to watch over them and give them peace.
所以我们常常为他们祷告，希望神来带领他们，给他们平安。
We probably wouldn't even last a few hours living their life.
那希望他们的人生的晚年都能够得到神的祝福，神的希望。
But throughout the week, we continued to do VBS with different churches and visit houses. And each time we did, we wanted to do it again. And we felt sad that we would not be able to see them again for a long time.
Yeah, 我们之后我们去过很多的教会，跟很多人谈话，但很可惜我们不能够常常的与他们见面。
Each night, we went back to our base to grow our connection with our fellow youth and reflect on the day.
So 每天晚上我们回去自己的地方，我们都有交通。讨论到当天我们所做的事情。
One of the most memorable nights was the night we lost power.
有一个晚上，他们全家停电，没有电。
At first we panicked because the bathroom waters and outlets weren't working.
为什么当停电的时候我很害怕？为什么？因为厕所的水没有水，因为这个 pump 不 work， 所以没有水。
We ended up just sitting in a circle playing games to get to know each other better.We later went outside and looked at the stars, and I invited Jake, a 19-year-old translator, to come join us. He was not favored by the other members of the youth group because he had a lot of scary stories, and they just made everyone leave.
所以他们停电的时候去外面了，他们找到那个翻译 Jake 跟他们一起。那个 Jake 呢，他常常跟他们讲笑话，讲的害怕的故事，吓他们。
I liked him because he was different.
我当时我很喜欢这个翻译，因为他跟其他人不一样。
It was a gift to turn off all of our friends and just talk with the people. It was a real bonding experience. We stayed up till 3 just talking, and it had been one of the most fun times in my life, to be honest.
所以在这段时间，我们很开心，因为我们可以讲很多话，跟他们聊很多东西。
All the youth were so fun to be around, and they were all so different. It was amazing to see how all of my personalities came out during this trip.
也看到其他的 youth 也不一样，那每个 youth 的性格都不一样，所以我们要彼此的学习。
After a few days, we went to Tucker Island. We were going to the VBS, but we forgot everything back at our base.
过了几天，我们去一个海岛，去探访这海岛上面的人。
We planned on just doing a few skits, playing games, and giving them candy. But when we got to the church, three of us left the candy back at the hotel.
但是呢，我们忘记很多东西带去，所以到了那边呢，发觉我们的糖果啊，很多的东西都没有带去。所以我们就害怕的，不知道怎么办啊！这个小朋友怎么跟他们弄这个 VBS？
Luckily, there's a store right next to the church where we bought enough snacks to give every kid three, and we bought paper for Priscilla, a fellow youth member, which made it.
好在那个教会旁边有一个店，我们可以买些糖果，买些纸笔给他们用。
It was ironic because that morning we learned about trusting in God and how everything was going to be alright. We have to focus on the present and not the future because we might
所以我们学了功课，就是我们可以依靠神，神为我们预备，所以不需要担心太害怕将来会发生什么事情。所以我们觉得这个他们的生活很困苦，所以我们就帮那个教会啊，整理啊，把这垃圾收好。虽然我们没有东西没有预备好，但是有人帮助我们就办处理这个 VBS 的事情。我们感谢神这次带领我们这个所做的一切。在那天的下午，我就自己在海里面受洗受浸。在那个环境非常，在海里面，每个人都在那边看着我受洗。所以过去一个礼拜，就是给我体会到很多感受。我愿意积极的为神的工作。我也是希望能够支持 support 一个在教会里面的一个小朋友。一个小朋友只需要30块钱，你就可以支持一个小朋友。所以在这个旅行，我学的是每件事情我就感恩。所以看到这些家庭，我就知道我有一个感恩的心。第二个事情就是不要太忧虑明天的事情，因为事情是不会改变的。所以不要去太担心这样的事情，因为我们都不知道明天怎么样，所以我们好好活着好了。第三点就是神会用我们用不同的方法，不同的地方。因为每个人的神都给我们不同的恩赐，就可以做不同的事。我们好像一个下棋的这个棋子一样，每一个人都是一个棋子。无论我们的背景怎么样，从哪里来，我们都是神的儿女，神可以用我们。希望明年我们去杭州了，更多的 youth 能跟我们一起去，去这个杭州了的圣教。因为这个就是我生命改变所体会到的事情。Thank you。谢谢。还有啊，我有什么？哦，那。David 就讲他受浸的这见证。我来了这个教会很久，都认识神，都知道有神。Say it again.
I didn't think much of it.
你在教会里面听了很多的圣经的故事，但是我都相信了。当我们开始长大的时候，我开始 question 就是怀疑圣经的事情，就是有些问题了。虽然有怀疑，但是我在追寻信仰的路程的时候，我有这个喜乐。我也跟我姐姐看很多关于基督教的电影故事。这最后我就发觉这方面是假的，因为很多漏洞都是错的，只有神是真实的。
However, when it was the winter of 2016, I developed my depression and
hopefully it will be tested.
What day?
Winter of 2016.
在2016的冬天，我的信仰受到挑战。
The cause of my depression was from the pressure from my friends and hanging out with social norms.
那我自己也可能得到忧郁症，所以我就在这个病当中。
I've always been stressed out and had anxiety, but I never really knew what I was anxious about.
我自己在忧郁当中都不知道怎么处理。
I've been a huge procrastinator of my life, and it contributed to the depression and stress of my daily life.
所以每天生活都在痛苦当中，在忧郁当中。
Up until this February 2019, I was at my lowest of those severe depression, thinking about thoughts of suicide every week.
所以在严重到我有自杀的想法。
I would envision my death over and over again in my head.
在我的脑海。里面一直想，在一直想。
I stayed up numerous nights just crying and arguing with myself, thinking about my life and how it would impact others if I wasn't in it.
我就在想，我自己的生命是有什么意思，有什么意义。
I had so many questions, but before I could find an answer, another one popped up.
当我有问题的时候，得到答案之后，有其他的问题又出现了。
In the past few months, during several nights, I would wait until my parents would fall asleep.
过去几个月，当我父母睡觉的时候，我就自己偷出去跑出去，在外面散步。所以我在生活当中，所以我的学业、我的运动，然后我的上网，啊，反正我的生活当中都是围着这些事情做。
My daily routine ended up looking like going to school, sleep during class, or not pay attention, go home and do whatever I want, such as not doing homework and playing games and stuff.
所以等我的生活很越来越糟糕，越来越腐败，我就是上课，但是又不专心，又不做功课，啊，就是玩游戏啊，打机，玩游戏机。
I stayed up all night to think about stuff, and I didn't care about school or if I had friends.
每天晚上都睡不着，都在想无事乱想，都不想学校的功课。我就是学了踢足球，但是我的功课的这个成绩越来越坏，不好。我有些好朋友要需要帮助我，但是我拒绝他们的帮助。所以过去几年，我跟父母讲话都结果都没有怎么好，结果都后来都不讲话了。所以我常常都默默无心的不跟我父母讲谈话。所以每天生活都很简单的，每天吃一顿饭就算了，过了一个简单的生活。所以我的朋友都关心我，问他我怎么样，我都说 OK。我姐姐也是愿意的帮助我，但是我拒绝她的帮忙。
I would have moments that if someone wanted to talk to me, I could feel my energy being wasted. If I responded, I'm bored.
Yeah, good.
I could feel my energy being wasted if I responded. So I just sat there in silence until they left.
要过去一年，很多朋友都愿意帮助我，跟我谈话，但是我都不会理他，不睬他们，都很安静的，不听他们。有一天，我姐姐就问了，要不要跟 Pastor 谈谈？所以那时候我就没有办法，只好让我跟 Pastor 讲。我不觉得有什么帮助，我就好了跟 Pastor 谈谈吧。但是这个是个转机。 有时候我就是想坏的方面，没有想到好的正面的方面。我在想想我应该做些什么事情。但是我省悟过来，我知道还有个神，神可以帮助我。所以我开始的时候替神祷告，希望神给我一个平安的心。所以神听我的祷告，帮助我。所以我开始每个晚上都读圣经，在圣经里面找到答案，知道怎么帮助我们的生活。所以后来我觉得我应该把我生命交托给神，求他带领我。在过去的时候，我可以自杀，就是毁灭自己的生命。但是我看到别人的生命，我就知道神给我第二次机会。所以我觉得我能够跟 Pastor 讲话，这个是最好的事情，我能够跟他谈话。如果人家问我要不要去杭州了，我一定说不要去的。但是我觉得我这次去没有去错了，这个是非常对我来说很好的一个经历。好，谢谢。Thank you, David, for the good testimony. 谢谢 David 他讲的见证。虽然我们有问题，但是我们可以依靠神。开始我现在要讲几句话，很简单。
Thanks, David. I got to follow that, brother.
我要跟着你的。
I love you, buddy. I love you all too. I'm very proud of all of you. You guys have truly touched my heart. I'm sure you've touched a lot of hearts here. I'd like you all to stand up and just look around for a second and see how many people are here to support you. Just look around.
Yeah.
Just look around.
你大家请看到。所以我们是为这些年轻的下一代支持他们做父母的，这个是教会的成员，他们是我们教会的一部分。所以我们要 support 他们，支持他们。当他们有困难的时候，特别是父母的或者做家长，我们教会的都要支持他们，给他们力量。
So I want to describe for you an amazing woman.
我今天要跟大家分享了一个很特别的一个女人，妇人。
Born in December of the year 1840 in the county of Albemarle, Virginia.
这个女人是1840年十二月，在我们弗吉尼亚州出生的。
She, like quite a few college-bound teens, rebelled against Christianity.
这个女孩子出生的时候，就好像我们很多青少年啊，要准备去读大学，这个基督教没有兴趣的。
18 years later,
十八年之后。
She dedicated her life to Christ and was baptized at the First Baptist Church of Charlottesville, Virginia.
她终于信了耶稣，而且受洗，在这个弗吉尼亚的第一浸信会受洗，在弗吉尼亚。
Do you know her?
你知道这个人是谁呢？
This missionary attended Albemarle Female Institute, which is the female counterpart to the University of Virginia.
后来她去一个大学，这个大学。这个女校，这是今天的 Virginia 大学的一个分校。
In 1861, she was one of the first women in the South to receive a master's degree.
在1861年，她是第一个拿到 master's degree， 就是 研究院的不是 bachelor 是 master degree 的第一个。
She stayed close to home during the Civil War, but eventually taught school in Kentucky and Georgia and Virginia.
那毕业之后呢，她在待在家，那个时候呢是美国刚刚是内建的时候。但是他去过很多不同的州来教书，他去过 Kentucky, Georgia, Virginia 去教书的。
I wonder if you know her.
你还知不知道是谁？
Following her sister, she was appointed to Tenchao, China, in 1873.
在1873年，他跟着他的姐姐去了中国的郑州。啊，这是指派教会派他去中国的郑州。
This missionary served 39 years, mostly in China's Shantung province.
这位女士在中国发了39年，在山东省这个地区，做宣教的事工。
She taught in girls' schools.
在山东的时候，她在一个女校教书。
And often made trips into China's interior to share the good news with women and girls.
他要去常常去中国的内部去分享耶稣基督的福音给中国人的女人跟小女孩子。
I wonder if you know her.
现在你知不知道这个是谁？
As a teacher and evangelist, she laid a foundation which established a traditionally solid support for missions among Southern Baptists.
她是一个老师，但是在也。也是一个宣教一个传道人，他在美南浸信会成立一个特别的基金奉献，他就写信给教会，要求美国的教会支持中国的福音。
She did so by writing letters challenging American churches to send and support more workers to come to China.
他就在中国写了很多信给美国的教会，叫美国人差传去中国的工厂传福音，跟支持在中国的宣教士。
After her death on the field, her challenge was heeded in the formalization of an offering in her name.
在最后她死了之后，美南浸信会又用她的名义成了一个奉献的基金会。
The offering was for international missions.
这个基金会是给海外宣教的宣教士。
She also advocated for the Women's Missionary Union.
她也是支持，就是妇女的传道人宣教士。
Two great Southern Baptist organizations.
这个是美南浸信会的其中一个会员。
About 25 years ago, I illustrated a children's book. For the Women's Missionary Union.
在二十五年前，我写了画了一本书关于这个宣教士的。
And when I think of this woman's life, it's a reminder.
当我讲到这个宣教士的时候，就提醒我们
of why we must give to send and support missionaries.
为什么我们要奉献支持这些海外宣教士
who serve an unreached people in unreached places.
他们只去那些没有人去的地方，没人听过福音的地方。
So, as Southern Baptists,
所以这个他是美南浸信会的会员。
We should know her.
所以你知道他是谁。
Who knows who I'm talking about?
你们知道他我讲的是谁。
Lottie Moon, correct.
就是莫拉迪。
Charlotte Moon, better known as Lottie Moon, offering her name,It is called the Lottie Moon Christmas Offering, which our church contributes to.
So, 我们每年教会在 Christmas 的时候，圣诞节的时候有一个莫拉迪海外宣教的奉献，这是为了他，不是为了他，是他所成立的一个奉献。
Lottie said,
他曾经说过一句话
Why should we not?
为什么我们不
do something that will prove?
做一些事情，我们能够证明我们是。
That we are really in earnest.
我们是真的，是认真的。
In claiming to be followers of Him.
所谓我们是一个真正的基督徒。
He.
他。
Though He was rich.
耶稣虽然是富有丰盛的。
For our sake became poor.
但是他为了我们的缘故变成贫穷。
Brothers and sisters, here.
所以弟兄姐妹。
We have missionaries in this room.
我们有, 在这里我们有宣教士,
missionaries who are willing to go internationally.
这些宣教士愿意出去海外宣教,
and to go, grow, and obey, like Ray Shing said.
这个主题就是我们要成长, 要去。
No one but God knows who may be called.
我们不知道神会呼召谁去。
But our job,
但是我们的责任,
as followers,
就神的,
is to support those who go.
就是要支持这些愿意去宣教的宣教士。
I firmly believe that if someone's willing to go,
我相信如果有些人愿意去的话,
then we, as the body of Christ,
我们教会的成员,
should make it financially simple for them to go.
经济上容许他们去,
it shouldn't cost them a dime.
他们应该不需要发他们自己的费用,
because if you can't go,
如果他们不能够去,
then help someone go.
如果你自己不能够去, 你应该帮助一些人, 他们可以,
we are all called to go according to the Great Commission.
因为在圣经的大使命里说, 我们每个人都要去,
see, because God wants us all to go on mission.
因为神要我们每个人都要去这个大使命,
the mission of sharing the gospel with the lost and dying world wherever we go and wherever we are.
因为这个大使命是要我们去世上的地方，世界没有找到去传这个福音。
So I want to end with two questions.
所以最后我用两个问题问你们。
When was the last time you've personally shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone?
我问你就是在过去，在上过去，你什么时候曾经 跟人家分享耶稣基督的福音，传福音，讲耶稣。第二个问题，什么时候？你自己什么时候？
If you can't go into the mission field,
假如你自己不可以去海外，或不能够去宣教的，
what are you doing to support those that go?
那么你怎么样去支持这些愿意去的人宣教士?
I want us all to remember our heritage.
我们应该要明白我们信仰的传统。
Many of us in this room may have never heard the gospel if it weren't for people like Lottie Moon, Hudson Taylor, or John L. Nevis.
我们这里很多人没有听过福音，假如不是这些宣教士，好像莫拉迪、戴德森、约翰内维斯这些出名的宣教士在海外宣教，我们可能今天都没有机会听到这些福音。Lottie
Moon spent 39 years.
莫迪拉他在中国待了39年。
Hudson Taylor, 40.
Hudson, 这个戴德森在中国40年。
And John Nevis, 51 years.
约翰内维斯在中国51年。
I feel led to do something right here.
所以现在我想做这事情。
This wasn't planned.
这个不是我们计划当中。
But what I'd like to do is I want to propose to our church that we set up a separate offering for international ministries.
所以我提议一下我们教会能够做一个海外宣教的基金。
I cannot go to a hot environment.
我不可以去一个很太热的地方。
I felt bad about that as a youth pastor because, you know, my youth were going, but the heat and I just are complete enemies, and I have had heat exposure so many times that it causes fear for me.
我很惭愧，我只是身为一个牧师，不能够跟这些youth去这些热带的地方，因为我的身体不可能承担，就是 热的天气。
This is why I tried to do my little part by offering artwork for you all to buy so that it would help ease the burden.
所以为什么我画了很多的图义卖，希望这些钱能够帮助他们去这个洪都拉斯的 mission trip。
But this is something I know, and I know it deep in my heart, and I look at the size of our congregation today.
但是从我心里面我知道，看到我们教会这个，我们教会的人数。
The money's in this room.
我们是有基金是可以的。
Please listen to these voices that were spoke to you today.
所以请大家留意今天这些听下来所分享的他们的心是什么。
And do one of two things.
做有两件事情你们可以做。
Go therefore.
所以第一件事你可以去，你自己去。
Or give so that others can go therefore.
或者你很愿意乐意的奉献，使得其他的人可以去。
Let us establish a fund for international ministries.
所以我们希望在教会里面成立一个海外宣教的基金。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father and our God, you call us to change the world in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们知道你要我们改变这个世界，这是耶稣基督的福音。
Lord, it's through your grace and your mercy and our obedience to that that allows us.
这是你的爱，你的恩典，还有我们的顺服，我们可以去。
To go therefore.
所以我们可以去。
Changing the world.
改变这个世界。
Now we have schedules. We have responsibilities.
我们有这个责任。
But we have to also remember that every place we go is a mission field.
无论我们去哪里，不一定是海外，都是一个宣教的工厂。
Help us to wake up every day.
希望我们每天都能够警醒。
Saying, who can I share the gospel of Jesus Christ with today?
知道我们可以跟谁分享耶稣基督的福音。
And Lord, when we have people who are willing to go to the unreached people in the unreached places.
当如果有人愿意去这些没人去过的地方，他们愿意做宣教的事工。
May we as a church,
我们这个教会愿意
give
奉献来给他们
and give abundantly.
奉献乐意的奉献给他们能够去。
And I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. One last thing.
最后一样
I challenge you all.
我对大家挑战一个事情
Every day when you wake up,
每一天当你醒过来的时候
to ask God this question,
向神问这个问题
Who can I share the gospel of Jesus Christ with today?
今天我可以跟谁分享耶稣基督的福音
Please put them in my path.
使得他们能够放在我们生活当中能够遇到这个人我可以跟他分享耶稣基督的事情。阿门。
现在已经一点钟了，一个 option， 要继续听还是我们现在停下来，下个礼拜再讲。
It's already 1 o'clock. Should we continue or stop here and then continue next week or next time?
继续，我们直接跳到最后结语那一篇。
If you want to continue, we will watch the last video.
对 let's 就是我们有不同的经历刚才我们说要不同的篇幅现在 no 就到 slide 就可以了 slide
the slide not the video、
oh. 我还忙
you have more
yeah再往前一个，再往前 ，go back。这次我们去了以后，第一天晚上分享完了以后呢，最后有人说明天他们当地的教会去监狱做布道的事工。
Okay, now we are going to share the first night after the fellowship, they're talking about the prison ministry. They're going to go to the prison to visit the prisoner.
没有任何的任何的知识去监狱布道或者敬拜是个怎么回事。
我们 we don't understand what is going to the prison for prison ministry.
契切是给我们四个名额。
They only give us four people can go.
有一个人就去不了。
One person cannot go.
后来我们要争取，所以我们就争取，就全部男生就都去了。
Eventually, we all the men, adults, we all go to the prison to visit.
所以总共当地总共加上我们是二十个人进了这个监狱。
So we have 20 people, 20 adults to visit the prison.
监狱有两道铁门。
The prison has two gates.
当进入第二道铁门的时候。
After we enter the second gate,
还不知道害怕。
We don't know about the fears.
只是伸手向这些人握手。
So we just shook hands with the people.
跟着监狱里面一个人一直向前走。
So we followed the guard and then continued to walk inside the prison.
一边握手一边向前走。
We just shook hands and then continued to walk.
参加了他们那个小的 worship room.
And we went to the worship room in the prison.
从那个 worship room 出来以后
，After we came out from the worship room，
我就突然紧张了。
And then I get nervous，
脑子里边想
，And then I think about，
万一他们要 violent 怎么办
？What happened if the prisoner get violent？ What happened to us？
这时候呢，方牧师就问当他们那个当地那个牧师
，So leader Reverend Fang asked the local pastor
Jose， 那
Jose
讲说，当我们来访问他们的时候，他们是很，就是我们是很受欢迎，不会有任何的事情。
He told us that when we decided to visit the prison, the prisoner is very joyful, glad to see us.
他们在这个监狱做布道施工已经有八年的时间。
They have been visiting the prison for 8 years.
他们有非常有经验。
So they have experience.
这时候心里就放松下来了。
So we are be more peaceful.
也可以看到那监狱里边他们脸上的那种笑容。
And we can see the prisoner, the smile on their face.
一边跟他们握手
，and we shake hands with them.
一边我学的两句西班牙语，就是说祝福的说。
And then I learned a couple of Spanish and say.
第一句是 mucho gusto.
The first one is mucho gusto.
就是 nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
当我们从监狱进去绕了一圈
，so when we walk around the prison.
到了这个过道的时候，就这张照片上。
And when we walk this hallway.
监狱里面有三百多人。
In the prison, there are more than 300 people.
正常容纳是150人。
Normally, it's only 150.
已经是就是超拜的满员。
So it's double the size.
所以当时有大概160人左右在这个过道里边等着一起敬拜。
So there's about more than 160 people going to worship there.
我们呢有那个方牧师。
And the pastor Fang.
还有那个张凯牧师。
And the Reverend John.
都做了个人的见证和布道
，and they gave their own testimony，
还有当地的一个宣教士
，and also a local missionary，
也就是当地教会差派到洪都拉斯原住民地方的宣教士
，and he is sent by the local church to be a missionary，
也做了个人的见证和布道
，so they all gave their own testimony。
当最后呼召的时候
，and at the last part when they call。
人们一个一个的往前来
，and all the prisoners one by one come forward。
最后有16个人
，and eventually there's 16 prisoners
愿意决志信主
，and accept Christ。
我们再次看到神的大能
，so we can see God's power, God's mercy on these people。
我们集体为他们祷告
，so we continue to pray for these prisoners。
祷告完了以后呢，我们信主的人会给他们一本圣经。
After the prayer, for those willing to accept Christ, we gave them a Bible.
那所有监狱里边的人呢，我称他为狱内罪人。
I call them as the prison sinners.
他们排着队领准备的午餐。
They line up and get ready for the lunch.
给他们一盒午餐。
We gave them a box.
一瓶汽水。
A soda.
一个 T-shirt.
And T-shirt.
一个单行本的罗马书。
And also a book of Roman.
罗马书里面加五块或者十块的当地货币。
And then inside the book of Roman, we insert a dollar bill, $5 local currency for them.
也就相当于咱们的每月的两个或者三个 quarter。
就是 maybe two quarters, three quarters here, give them the money, local money, $5.
他们个个脸上充满了笑容。
They all feel with joy.
特别是那些当时信主的那些人。
Especially those 16 people that who received Christ.
自己记得我当我跟他握手以后。
After we shake hands with them.
他又紧紧地抱住我。
They gave me a big hug.
非常的感动。
It's very touching.
从来没有想象过。
I never think about.
能在监狱里面如此自由的敬拜神。
In the prison, we can worship God freely.
可以自由的信主。
They can accept the law.
所以神的爱是充满世界每一个角落。
So God's love can fill every corner of the world.
监狱的高墙阻挡不了神的爱。
The wall, the high wall of the prison cannot abort block the God's love.
他每一年去两次监狱。
These missionaries, they visit the prison twice a year.
他们想做更多的，但他们没有资金。
The local church want to do more for the prisoner, but they don't have the resource, they don't have the money.
这样一次的监狱施工大概费用是$1,000。
So every time, for the prison ministry is about $1,000.
所以当时我就想。我们可以做这样的事，我们可以从经济上帮助他。
So at that time, I think about can we help in the prison ministry to help those people, the prisoner.
我在那儿帮助翻那个单行本的罗马书。
We just give them the book of Roman, one booklet.
也是说那个学谢学的 ，Jesus love you.
And also, we say that Jesus loved them.
黑手是迪亚马。
黑手是迪亚马 ，Spanish.耶稣爱他
每过来一个人发一本说一次至少有100多次至少说100多次
So I say this Spanish word more than 100 times
这是实在是神的恩典
This is God's grace
当他们听到的时候
But when they heard about
因为我们语言不通他们只能说我们都是在天上的就是不属于天家的人
yeah, They just understand that they are, we are from above from heaven
这是我们最后礼拜六的晚上敬拜完了以后，我们和当地的这个。
This is the last Saturday night after the worship. We talk about the prison ministry.
左边是方牧师，过来就是 Jose 牧师，当地的牧师。
There are two pastors. There's a Pastor Fang on the right with white shirt, and Jose Pastor Jose is the local pastor.
右边是我们的欢迎 Raphael.
And then one of them is the translator Raphael.
这里边还有一个特别的故事。
There's a special story there.
我们看到黄箭头指的一个小黑屋。
You can see the yellow arrow, the pointing at a small room.
当我们祷告完了
，After we pray,
饭也都发完了
，And everything we distribute given out.
一切事情都当的时候呢，我就在那箭头的下边和那边正好有一人可以讲一两句英语，就在那儿交谈。
Then I found a person that can speak a little bit English.
还和他们互相介绍。
So we talk to that person.
旁边过来一个人
And then this person came by.
就是意思说，这个监狱里面那个人要一个 Bible.
And this person requests a Bible.
所以我就跟方牧师讲，后来我们又给了他一本 Bible.
So I talked to Pastor Fang and gave him a Bible.
因为他特别，他不能出来。
Because he cannot come out.
其他的人都可以出来。
Other prisoners they can come out.
其他的人是住在一个就像我们这么大的一个房子里边。
All the prisoners stay in a big room like this.
他们的床有5层。
The bunk bed is 5 layers.
最上面一层还有一层的吊床。
And then there's a swing bed on top.
所以这个人不能出来。
But this person cannot come out from that room.
我之前还以为他犯了重罪。
I thought he has committed a severe crime that he cannot come out.
其实不是，是因为有人要害他。
No, he is not because somebody want to hurt him.
就是有钱的人买通人，专门犯罪进入监狱里面要害他。
Because somebody pay somebody go to the prison to hurt this person, so he was in that room.
所以特别把他隔离开了。
So this guy, this person was separate from
很小很小的一个小屋。
So it's a very small room there.
但他听到神的声音,
but he heard God's word.
他要读神的话语,
he wants to read God's word.
实在是求神怜悯他,
so may God have mercy on him.
所以我们在这一次在洪都拉斯经历了很多,
so this trip to Honduras, we have a lot of experience.
我们得到更多的祝福,
we get a lot of blessing.
神的祝福和恩典伴随着我们,
because God's blessing is with us all the time.
因为我们加倍努力为主做工,
so may we continue to work hard for this work, for the ministry, for the missionary.
刚才提到洪都拉斯有很多很多孩子们,
We talk about in Honduras there's a lot of kids, children.
他们灿烂的笑容在等待着我们,
they have a lot of smiles on their face waiting for us.
欢迎您的到来,
so we welcome everybody to join in the future.
今天时间有限,
because of the time today,
我们的生活团契篇, VBS 篇, 教会办房, 家庭办房, 我们下次再分享。
So the other part of the story we're going to share with you next time if you have the opportunity.
愿我们都成为神的见证。
So may all of us be the witness for God.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您。
Father, we give thanks to you.
感谢您恩待我们，呼召我们。
Because you call us to do this ministry.
给我们胆量走出去。
Give us the courage to go out.
主要让我们在里面看到您的大能。
In the ministry, we can see your great love.
看到您的大爱。
See your power and love.
遍布各个角落。
Feel in every corner of the world.
包括监狱。
Even the prison.
主要让我们有一颗顺服的心。
May we all have the heart of submission.
常常走出去,
so that we can go out.
不是单单坐在教会里边,
not just stay in the church building.
不管是在我们本地,
not just local.
还是海外,
or overseas.
让我们都成为您活的见证,
so we can be witness for you.
这本是您的呼召我们的本意,
because this calls for your purpose.
主啊, 求主带领我们,
may you continue to guide us, lead us.
给我们胆量,
give us courage.
给我们信心,
give us faith.
愿我们为您而活,
because we live for you.
愿一切荣耀都归给天上的父,
may all the glory belong to our heavenly Father.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求,
we pray in Son, in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. OK, 因为今天的时间我们就结束今天的崇拜。在结束之前，我想介绍今天新来的第一次来的 朋友们, 在我右手边有没有第一次来, it's the first time visit of a church on my right side. 右边有没有, 应该是没有, 左边有, 如果你是第一次的, 可不可以站起来介绍你, 你姓什么, 从哪里来? 好, OK, 好, 我们欢迎你。 他们是从加州 San Diego 搬来, 旁边是你的妈妈, 是不是? 好, 欢迎你们两位。 OK, any other people the first time visit of a church? 没有了,都来过了。 OK, 好, 希望我们以后有机会每个礼拜天都来教会, 敬拜我们的神, 应受我们的神。 OK, 几个小时都是, 今天上午有指示会, 希望指示同工参加。 还有我们, 教会有自己的 VBS, 就是刚才他们听上人讲的 VBS, 希望你们的小孩, 小朋友, 还有你的邻居的小朋友, 来参加, 他们预备材料, 很好的, 丰富的节目, 希望你们来参加这个 VBS, 是7月22号到26号, 这几天, 是晚上6点半到9点, Monday to Friday, OK? All the children, little children, alright? 好, 下面是我们自己教会的, 夏令会, 我们夏令会是8月2号到8月4号, 很快了, 今天是我们的 deadline, 假如你还没有报名的, 请今天在后面填那个表, 你说我要去, OK? 因为我们有安排房间给你, OK? 所以希望你能够去, 一个非常好的一个夏令会, OK? 那么还有, 如果你有需要 ride, 你自己不开车, 想坐我们的车的, 跟我们说, 我们有一个表格, 希望你要填, 这个一个很简单的表格叫同意书, 就是说我愿意跟谁的车, 就是他们那个 liability, 啊，一个法律上的东西了，就你签一个字就可以了。如果你有坐我的车，你就签一个名，好坐邝弟兄的车。将来如果有问题，你不会告我。OK， 这个是今天的报告。所以还有一个最后一个就是，我们每年都有一个新生，什么叫新生？刚刚来美国念书的，从中国来的。OK， 因为这里很多大学，有 Johns Hopkins， 有马大，有 UMBC 新来的学生，他们第一次来美国的，需要我们去接送，从飞机场接送他们去学校或者宿舍。所以希望如果你愿意参加这个接机的事情，可以跟那个孙成博弟兄联络，他在后面负责煮饭中饭的。OK， 所以希望呢我们留意啊，这些都是我们可以做的，这是全福音的一部分，可以指着接孙同学，可以介绍教会给他们。OK， 好，最后我们请大家一起起立，我们参。赞美一神，结束今天的崇拜。Let's stand and sing doxology and conclude our worship. Thank you, Lord, for the infinite blessings. Heaven's blessings are given to you.天上万军也站住你，同心赞美父主圣灵，阿门。We ask Pastor to come to give the benediction. 我们请牧师 Pastor 替我们祝福，我们一起来领受祝福。
So may God take us from here, knowing that we are to go, therefore, and share the gospel with every single person we possibly can. We should live a life that says, I want to go to heaven and take as many people with us as I can. Lord, bless us and keep us. Let us thank you each and every day. And let us wake up praying, Lord, please put someone in my path that I may share the gospel of Jesus Christ with.And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
请坐 please be seated. And our lunch is ready at the back. So we are going to give thanks for the lunch, and then we pray for lunch. 我们午餐已经准备好了，所以为今天的午餐我们做个谢饭祷告，然后在后面吃饭，我们一起祷告。Father, we thank you again for this time of worship. Thank you for all the youth, all the testimony, all the touching testimony we heard today. May your heart.Be put in our us so that we be interested and have a burden to spread your gospel, neither locally or overseas. Father, we pray that you bless the food so that we can eat and get a healthy body and can serve you. 天父，我们谢谢你今天给我们这个机会，在这个崇拜当中听到这些感动的青少年所讲的见证。主啊，我们知道宣教传福音是很重要，看到人生命的改变是非常重要，好像我们自己一样，主主真的是被这个放这个负担放在我们心中，使得我们以后对这个宣教的事情有负担。主主带领我们以后的日子，主啊，谢谢你给我们预备午餐，主主你竭尽祝福，使得我们吃了这健康的身体，带领我们新的一个礼拜的开始。我们再齐声的感谢，我们今天祈求祷告，都是奉靠我们救主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。啊，默祷之后，在后面吃中饭 ，OK。